I hope you feel the warmth and love coming from your angels with the messages they're bringing to you in this episode.
I walked in and I saw a couple, and I'm like, what? I like looking around. I can't even describe to you the amount of pictures and horse figurines. I mean, ridiculous a bit. Like, I was like, whoa.
Beautiful souls, do you have a prayer request or want us to send you healing energy today? Would you like us to be praying for your friend or loved one? If this is you, go to worldslargestprayernetwork.com to submit your prayer request. And while you're there, please sign up to join our team of prayer warriors. The angels say prayer not only opens you to miracles, raises your vibration, and helps you heal, but the more you pray, the more God's presence is felt on earth. Feel your angels' love as they surround you right now, and listen for the positive, loving messages your angels intended specifically for you in today's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. Friends, today we're here with Norma from New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very excited.
Yay. I'm excited you're here. Share this hope with so many. I know you have a couple of angel stories to share with us. I'm going to have you take it away and share your first one.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So a little history. My mom passed away. Try not to choke up, but bear with me. It's all good. She passed in 2011. So I was a young mom. I had just had my son, my first son. I was 35. So the grief has been a challenge. It was challenging and tough. I have three kids now. So the grief was tough, but my signs that I get has helped me so much. So I guess that's just a little bit of the history with where my signs are coming from. I also lost my dad in 2018. So that's another, I have his signs too, but just to give a little bit of background of how long it's been and my whole path on that. So when my mom passed, the first thing that occurred that was, whoa, like breathtaking. I was hugging my young niece at the time, and at the door, it was about the day she passed, and in the sky was this incredible cloud in the shape of a heart. And the two of us were like, wow, like we couldn't even believe it. It was amazing. So that was just incredible. And then ever since then, I would always get hearts, and I just knew, I felt in my heart that they were from my mom. So then I began to kind of say, okay, I'm having a tough day, or, you know, give me my sign. Give me my hearts, mom. And, you know, she always would, in the weirdest moments, and sometimes hearts, you know, you can see them anywhere and not everything is a heart. And I would know, like, it took time, but I would know, oh, that's definitely my mom. Hello, mom. Love you. So it was kind of like that for many years. We were like that. With the heart signs, and it just brought me a lot of comfort, you know. And as time went on, I feel it's really when I really need it the most, good times and bad times, right? But she never fails. And I always when I tell my like stuff with friends and family, I'm like, she never fails. I ask for a sign, she will definitely send me my heart. So it's been good with that. And then with my dad, to fast forward a bit with my dad, he passed away in 2017. And my dad in life was very old school, from Spain, hardworking, silent type, right? So the communication was always like, love you, okay, hello. Like it was very, you know, especially as I got older. But he loved horses, loved horses. Like he... everything was horse. He owned horses, like race horses. I even used to go to the OTB, which is like the off-track betting for horse race. They don't have it now anymore. This is going back like in the 80s. And I would go with him as a little girl to go watch the horses. So when he passed, I, because of the history with my mom and knowing how to, you know, communicate when with those signs when I needed them, I just felt the horseshoes and anything horse related just felt perfect. So fast forward a bit, I went to a medium about 2021, around that time, 2022. And that morning, you know, I always talk to my parents, which I've learned from you also over the past couple of years, listening to you, you know, they hear us, they want us to talk to them, and I go with it. So that morning I was, you know, getting ready and I'm like, all right, like my mom has been so many years, and I knew she was so great with her signs. So it was my dad. I'm like, I want to have a sign from you that it's like smack in the face. There's no denying that you're with me. So that's what I asked for before meeting with the medium. So I arrived to this medium's home, a wonderful woman. And it's like in her home. And I went with a cousin of mine, and I walk in. Her entire living room area is covered wall to wall, horse pictures, horseshoes, like in 3D shadow box horseshoes, paintings of horses, her with racehorse pictures like that my dad had growing up. Like we used to have like all these pictures of like the racehorsing all over her walls. And I walked in and I saw a couple and I'm like, what? Like looking around, I can't even describe to you the amount of pictures and horse figurines. I mean, ridiculous a bit. Like I was like, whoa. But then I said, okay. But in myself, in my own head, I'm like, okay, I got it. That's a smack in your face. Like I'm here. So I didn't say anything to the medium. So, cause I kind of wanted to like, so as I walked through and I sat, you know, whatever, we get into our meeting. And she's talking and she mentioned Manny. My dad's name is Manuel. And she said, you know, Manny. And I see, yeah, you know, my dad's name. She's like, okay. So she's other things that happened, but specific to my dad, she's like, I don't know. She goes, you know, he wants to remind me that I have a bag of horseshoes and he wants me to give you horseshoes. And I'm like, in my head, I already knew. Okay. So she gave me these two horseshoes from her own collection. And I just knew, because I didn't tell her about the horses when I walked in, that how it I connected to that immediately. But then I told her, of course, I'm like, you know, I have to tell you when I walked in and so on. I told her and she's like, well, that's not a coincidence. She's like, it's just totally not a coincidence. And so that was amazing. So ever since then, again, he comes through just like how my mom comes through with the signs, which kind of leads me to my second story. So it's February 2024 now. December for the holidays, I was, you know, working in the middle of Christmas shopping, and I have two nieces from my brother. And I said, let me go. I have to get them their gifts. So I go into this little shop. It's like a gift shop. They have like knickknacks and a jewelry section. And I'm looking and I find, so that morning, I have to backtrack. That morning, it was a challenging morning. I have a 10-year-old daughter and we had a little argument in the morning as mom and daughters, 10-year-old daughters can do, which is wonderful. So it was, you know, I was upset. She was upset. So we kind of left our separate ways. So that day I was talking to my parents as I normally do in those moments when I really need them. And I said, please let me know you're with her and she's okay. And so on. So that's the day I was shopping for Christmas. So I'm in the store and I'm looking at this little jewelry section and I find an anklet in an area of like earrings and stuff of a horseshoe. So I'm like, oh, I got to get that. So I get it for my niece. I'm like, oh, she's going to love it. So then when I checked out, I asked the lady, do you have any more of these anklets? Because I wanted one for myself, you know? So she said, well, I can order it and then I'll let you know when I'm like, okay, perfect. So fast forward a couple of weeks, I get a message saying the anklet's in. And also there's another item if I want to take a look at. It's also a horseshoe. It's 50% off if you want. I'll leave it on the tray. Okay, cool. I get to the place to pick up the item and she showed me the other item that she had half prize with the horseshoe, and I wear it all the time now. It's a charm with a horseshoe and a heart together. So I look at it and I'm like, well, I have to buy this. How can I not buy it? It's the heart and the horseshoe, you know, and especially what was so meaningful, it was the day when I asked both of them that I needed them. So
mom and dad. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like, so it was incredible. And it just to know that I get these signs when I want it, it's so beautiful. So, and learning from you and all your guests have been amazing, sharing their stories. And, you know, when you hear it, you can feel it. Cause when it happens to me, it's like, of course, like, I know you're there.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel about it. Some signs I know aren't always, cause you can see hearts anywhere, but it's when you really know that it's when you need it the most. And that's what they do.
They do. They bring it through, and it just helps each of us to know that we're not alone. Did you know I give away a new free reading each month to a listener who leaves a 5-star rating of this show on Apple Podcasts or Amazon? After you leave 5 stars, go over to the Contact Me page on my website, theangelmedium.com. Fill out the Contact Me form, letting us know that you gave 5 stars. That way we can contact you when you win. The more 5 stars you leave, the more chances you have to win. And your name always stays in until you do. Don't forget to stay subscribed to our emails so that you know when you've won your free session with me. Sending you so much love and gratitude for your support on this. Thank you. Now let's dive back into the show. Because I don't care if you're going through this life and you're married and you've got the best friends in the world and you've got the best family in the world, it's still lonely sometimes. And it's still you are going through this life yourself. And we do have people around us, but the other side coming through and showing that support and showing us that we're not alone and that they know all of the intimate details of everything that's happening and that we're going to be okay is really the energy that so many of us need to keep going.
And it's hard, you know, loss is hard. Grief is hard. It's a lifelong process. It's been, 13 years since my mom's in past. So, and there's moments where it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. But then there's moments where you've learned, okay, you know, this is just our new way, and it's okay too, because it brings me comfort when I need it. And that's what I can take with it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Somebody played this reel of Paul Rudd on a talk show the other day, and they asked him about the loss of his parents or a parent. And he said, you know, it just feels as though your entire world stops, but yet the world keeps spinning in a way, or he said it in the way of like, your world is just completely different and you just have to keep going. Yeah, and
right.
It's so true. I wish I could say it as beautifully as he said. You know, your mom keeps coming through, and she comes through with a little smirk on this one because she says your daughter has your personality. And she shows me this a couple of times. She asks you to really pray with her. I think that there's moments when we are just so similar with our kids that's where some of the frustration can come from. But she says, not just in moments of frustration, other moments too, but especially in moments of frustration, sit down with her and call in the angels and just say, you know,
oh yeah,
let's just sit down and pray for a second. God, universe, source, angels surround us, and please help us to see things from one another's perspectives. Your daughter mm-hmm. is very, very strong-willed, but it's on purpose. And we're not supposed to change that within her. We're supposed to show her her power and guide her so that she can set the world on fire and change it in the way that she needs to. But sometimes those strong-willed children need to see us as their biggest allies. And your mom said, if you sit down and pray with her in those moments, she'll see you as an ally instead of someone that she has to get through to make her see her side. I also see Archangel Michael as a huge force within her life. Like every time I tune into her energy, Archangel Michael is just right there at the forefront of her spirit team. And I will say that I believe that trailblazers within this life need Archangel Michael the most because they're forging a path and it feels unlike anything else, right? Where it feels like nobody gets what I'm trying to do. Nobody understands. There isn't anything else like this out there. I'm creating something. I don't even know what I'm doing, but this is the way that I'm being called. And so they have to have that super faith to rely on in order to forge ahead. And so I want you to really teach her that Archangel Michael is always with her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that she can call on him. And it's not, we're not praying to the angels. I know sometimes people get upset about this. We're not praying. Angels are extensions of God's energy. And so we can call on them. Doesn't mean that we're praying to them. Just means that we're asking a part of God, universe, source that we're naming to come help us when we need it. So that's one thing. Again, you were going to say something.
No, just I do talk to my children about angels and, you know, they sometimes they laugh at me. My oldest, like, I think he digs it more. She gets a little bit like, oh, you and your angels, you know, but they do, you know, we're very open with that here. So it wouldn't be something, you know, strange for them if I start, you know, especially my daughter, she may just be like a little bit of a like, oh, here we go again. But
yeah,
it's fun. I know, you know, I know they love it.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. For sure. No, I don't bring anything negative in. I don't bring in anything low vibe. No. I keep seeing your son, though. Is your youngest a boy?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So mom keeps showing me your youngest son and she says that he's perfectly fine. But do you have like some health questions, like just some type of...
He has allergies, you know, nut allergy. We've always contended with him, skin, you know, eczema stuff, allergy related stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She says he's good. You know, it's not like, obviously, no, I'm not a medical professional. Take him wherever he needs to go.
Yeah.
But she just says that she knows about everything that he's got going on. And she just wants you to have the peace of mind that he's going to be good. And she, as I keep talking about this, she said a couple of times, keep doing what you're doing because you're doing exactly what you need to be doing with him.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that.
And she got to meet your husband.
She did. Yes.
She loves him. She did. Yeah. Was she?
He's awesome.
Was she funny with him? Like they had like a little banter.
So they did a little, you know, she had a stroke in 06.
Okay.
And so her personality was a little bit affected. She's a miracle. That's a whole other story. She's a miracle that she'll survive that for another 5 years. So anyway, so I met him in 07, no, in 06, several months after her, you know, but she was still recovering. And they did have some funny moments together, you know, until she did pass. Even one he talks about every now and then, he cracks himself up when he tells, I wasn't in the room when it happened. So, but he loves it. So they did have some private little jokes of theirs. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because I keep seeing that interaction with them. And she's with him every single time that he tells that story. And she's with you too. But here's another piece that she wants to bring through. There's this piece and it's like right on the tip of my tongue. Let's just tune into your energy for a second. Okay. So one of the things that she comes in saying too, is that you're really the visionary for the family. And this is true of most women within their households, or the feminine energy within the household holds the vision for where we want everyone to go. And I know that a lot of people think about that, like within the next 6 months, within the next year, but that's not what I mean. I mean that they hold the vision within the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and really like our entire life, we as women, feminine energies, hold this vision. And so your mom said you get scared sometimes when you think about your future and the health challenges that she went through. She doesn't want you to have that fear. Again, we do everything that we can to keep ourselves healthy, go to the doctor and whatnot. Sure. But she wants you to hold that vision within yourself of you being perfectly healthy.
Yes.
And just thanking God, universe, source, you're 85, you're 90, you're 92. See your daughter joking with her family about like how witty grandma is, you know, in your older years. But really hold that vision, because
I do.
Here's something that your mom wants you to know, is that the vision that you hold impacts the vision that your husband holds. And this is something that I've been kind of tuning into lately. You know, I know that I'm only 42, my husband's only 46, but some things have changed over the last couple of months, and really the last year. Two people that we absolutely love and adore more than anything. First, he got really sick, the husband, and they're a little bit older than us, but then the wife got really sick. And I could feel within her energy that she doesn't want to be here on earth without her husband. And so as I'm watching this other couple go through this experience over the last year and feeling the different energies and what's kind of coming in as I bring messages to them, I also start tuning into what my angels are telling me in my life and how it relates to my husband and I. And the angels say a lot of times that the vision that we hold as women changes as we flow through life. And the angels just said, look at the clock and it's 111 here.
Love it.
I know, right? I love the signs. They're like, keep going, Julie. You're right on. Tell everybody what we're trying to say. What happens is we can hold a vision when we're younger, but anything can come in and change that vision. So if you think I'm going to be healthy, then something happens to mom and you go, oh no, what if I'm not? You know, what happens if something happens to me? The vision of your partner starts to shift too. And I don't believe that this is happening consciously. All of this is happening subconsciously. So if you start to think, well, I don't know what my health is going to be like, then their energy becomes rocky or shaky or unstable as well. And so what the angels have been saying is, and I don't believe that this is true in the fact that we don't like bring negative things to us, but we do want to believe as positively as possible, because that belief and positivity acts like this magnet, like as a force that just brings what we want to us. And so instead of allowing our minds to ruminate on what if my health becomes like mom's, when that fear comes in, shifting to the thought, nope, I see myself at age 92. I'm perfectly healthy. I am witty. My husband's right by my side. My kid and my grandkids are joking about how, you know, with it I am at 92 and how I'm still scoring and beating them at chess and all these different things that we're playing, Rummy Cube. You know, it changes the frequency. It changes the energy. It changes the vibration that we're holding. And it doesn't just do that for us. It changes that within other family members, within the family system as well. And I think that this is really, really hard and really complex because we love one another so deeply, so strongly, that when you tune into other people's energies, sometimes they don't want to be here without us. And sometimes we don't want to be here without them, which makes it doubly as important to really hold a strong vision for your family unit. Because as I see it, the woman is really holding that for the spouse, for themselves, and for the kids, because sometimes it changes the kids' energies too. Not now, but in their adult years.
Right. Right. Yeah. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So she's just saying when you have that fear thought, only when you have the fear thought,
right,
shift it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I've been envisioning my old self with my kids and grandkids. I just did it yesterday. It's incredible you mentioned it because, yeah, I do try to do that a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have you been thinking of teaching a class too locally?
So I do special education for preschoolers. Like, I'm a developmental specialist. So I do work one-on-one in the homes with the families. And the parenting aspect is huge for me, you know, because I also kind of went down that road with my oldest child. And so I have been for a few years, you know, kind of like out thinking, you know, I do kind of like a support, more like a support network.
Yeah.
For the parents of children, you know, that have different challenges and kind of what we go, mostly the women, the moms. It's, you know, fathers are amazing, but the moms, it's a different dynamic, you know, when you have your child and you're dealing with therapy, you know, and all that stuff. So that is something I have been thinking of, but I do teach, that is my normal career. So
it's calling to your heart. And I know you've got to be like a very busy mama with three kids and job and everything going on. But there's something that's just wanting to creatively kind of pour out of you. And they're saying, like, when the time feels right,
yeah,
move on it, act on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
And it's a local. It's very much a local. It's just local, but it's very, very heartfelt, intentional, and very much divinely guided.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. I agree with that.
Yay. Yeah. Norma, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. And I had one other story, but.
Oh, share it. Share it, please.
If I can, I think you're going to love it. It's, I have your Angels in Awareness book. So this was a couple of years ago. I was reading on Serafina and.
Oh, yeah. And Angels in Awakening.
Yeah. The book, the chapter on, you know, on her. And I meditated that night, and in the book, it talks about ask what numbers or what signs to receive. So I did that in my thinking and went to bed that night. I had a dream, kind of like just thought of the numbers 12, 24, but I knew, oh, maybe that's like has to do with Serafina. So I'm doing work. I take a break to Google Serafina. I was kind of interested in more learning about it. And the only story that came up, and I wrote stuff down, and this is 2 years ago, I had to refer to it. When I looked it up in the story, it was St. Francis had the stigmata, and they said was from Serafina. So I just thought it was interesting. And the author, what really is, makes this incredible, the author's name was Olga something or other. And it stood out, my husband's grandmother, who passed before I even met him, her name was Olga. So I just kind of took a moment, and I'm like, because I like to pray, you know, I pray to my parents and all our, you know, loved ones that have passed. I never met her, but I said, you know, I want to ask you if you could be with my kids, make, you know, they're your great grandkids. Let me know you're with them. All I know about you is your name, Olga. I really accept stories I've heard from family, but just let me know that you're with them. Later that day, I go to pick up my younger son. We just moved to this Jersey area a few months prior to this. So I only knew one mom from pickup, and we're chatting, and she calls over another mom to introduce her to me. So the lady introduces herself as her name as being Olga. So inside, I was like doing cartwheels because I was like, what? I've never heard that, you know, I never heard that. I never knew anybody with that name ever in my decades of living of Olga. And it just happened to be. So I took that as just that loving confirmation of, yes, we're here. And that's just amazing. So I had to share because it had to do with your book. So I definitely wanted you to feel that. Oh, isn't that amazing? Isn't that fun? Yeah, yes. So fun.
So incredible. And yes. I absolutely love that. I've never heard of that before with Serafina and the Stigmata. So I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Super interesting.
Super interesting. Yes, for sure. Yeah. Norma, thank you for being here.
Thank you. This was amazing. And I'm so grateful. And I love all your shows, all your people you have on. They're so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And to everybody listening, if you have an angel story to share, we would absolutely love, love, love to have you on the show. Go over to theangelmedium.com and use our contact form to submit your angel story. You can also share it with me on Instagram at Angel Podcast via DM. Love you, friends. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Beautiful soul, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Julie. You know I'm all about connecting you with messages from your angels and loved ones on the other side. If you've been listening today and you're super excited and just have to know which angels are around you right now, who's connecting with you, and what messages they have for you, go to theangelmedium.com. Register for a session. You can do a reading with me or a member of my team. We're all incredible. We all talk to angels daily, and we can help you in making sure that your angels are doing the very best they can to support you and guide you to your best life. If this sounds like you, virtual sessions, they're only offered on my website. Sign up today. And if you're the person who's really excited, you're ready to go all in developing all of your unique spiritual gifts, growing your intuition, starting your own healing business, you can sign up for my Angel Reiki School to become a certified angel messenger. That's for the healers among us who feel called to grow their intuition to the max and serve humanity with their gifts. You'll learn Reiki, mediumship, how to deliver angel messages, and how to get clients. That's the Angel Reiki School at theangelmedium.com or DM me on Instagram at Angel Podcast with any questions. Before you go, connect with your angels by placing your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Imagine a doorway filled with God's unconditional love is right in front of you. Step into that love and feel it as it fills your body, chakras, and auric field. Now ask your angels, what would you have me know today? And open yourself to the positive, loving messages they have just for you.